not far away from those offices. An unusual exhibit opens today in Brooklyn's Prospect Park. The Access to Essential Medicines Expo is a mock clinic for infectious diseases that was created to highlight the shortage of medicines in developing countries. NPR's Margot Adler visited the mock clinic earlier this week when it was set in a large trailer park in Manhattan's Union Square.
Doctors Without Borders, or Médecins Sans Frontières, the medical aid organization that works in over 90 countries, has a history of creating exhibits that take people far from their comfortable world. 2 years ago, they created a refugee camp in the heart of the city where visitors could experience what it would be like to use a bathroom that was just a hole in the ground, receive a daily ration of food pellets, and live with 15 people in a tent about the size that an American couple might use to go camping. The current exhibit comes out of their own frustrations in getting essential medicines to people with TB, malaria, African sleeping sickness, and AIDS. And the exhibit is no less stark. They have set up a kind of clinic in a 48-foot tractor trailer. Outside the trailer is a wheel in five colors. You spin the wheel of misfortune, and depending on the color it lands on, that's your disease. You enter the trailer, look at exhibits about infectious diseases, and finally talk to a doctor or nurse as if you were in a real clinic. For example, Jill Seaman, a doctor who has worked in the Sudan, tells a visitor with the blue card that she will have to face 20 painful injections to treat Kala-Azar, a parasitic disease that hardly any American has heard of.
When you first get the medicine, it's going to make you feel really crummy. I know you feel crummy already, but you really will be wiped out with this medicine. You'll be more nauseated. You really won't feel like doing anything. After a week, your fever will go down and you'll start feeling better. But it really takes until at least a week after you finish the treatment before you really start feeling good and start eating again, because you're getting treated with a heavy metal, antimony, and it is really hard on your body. We're still using drugs developed in the 1940s to treat people in the 21st century, and we sort of think you could do better than that.
I notice a 15-year-old high school student, Joyce Wood, finishing some fries in a McDonald's bag, standing by the trailer curious. She's game. She spins the wheel and gets the color green. She picks up the green card and reads.
You're tired. You've been coughing constantly for weeks now. You haven't slept well lately either. You sweat during the night and wake up in the morning feeling unwell.
She walks through the exhibit and goes into the clinic, where Margaret McChesney, a nurse who has spent many years in Angola, greets her.
The clinic's a bit full right now, but I know the right doctor for you.
You got tuberculosis. Oh, where were you that you got tuberculosis?
And I don't want you to get too close because she's highly contagious. If she coughs or sneezes on you, you'll probably get it too.
That's Nurse McChesney telling me to move away. The nurse tells Joyce Wood that she's lucky she's near a health post with equipment to diagnose TB, which is not always the case.
We can treat you, but there's some more issues. The issues are that I have four different drugs that you're going to have to take from now for the next 6 months, every single day. For the first 2 months, you're going to have to take 15 pills every day. And you're going to have to live here. I don't know what Mom and Dad are going to do because you have four other brothers and sisters.
She says she needs to stay in the clinic to make sure she will take the drugs so she will not become resistant, because there aren't many other drugs.
The Mycobacterium is a smart little critter. It recognizes those four drugs and says, you know, I can deal with that. And they're kind of like the cockroach. They evolve, and they now can live within a person that has tuberculosis, taking those drugs and not die.
Nathan Ford, who works for the Access to Essential Medicines campaign, says that drug development for tropical diseases is at a standstill. In the last 2.5 decades, he says, 1,400 drugs have been developed, but only 16 for all tropical diseases and TB.
In clinical development today, we have 8 new drugs for the erectile dysfunction. Do we need 8 new drugs when we already have drugs that solve the condition? I don't think so. Meanwhile, there are no new drugs for diseases like Kala-Azar or African sleeping sickness, and these diseases kill tens of thousands of people every year.
By the end of the short visit, Joyce Wood is fairly shaken.
I just really hope I never get it, because
you stay healthy and well.
It's very serious.
That's right.
How did you find, what did you think of this experience?
It's very scary, actually. Oh. No, seriously, if I ever had this, I would know what to do.
The Access to Essential Medicines Expo will travel to several other cities, including Boston, New Haven, Washington, and Baltimore. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.